So you have until Sunday to get the early bird tickets for the North American Congress. So hurry up and don't miss the opportunity for the early bird 20% discount tickets.
127.
אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך א'.
We're learning from Tas, volume 1. The Ari, item 2. Ari, page 127, item 2. In the beginning, the Malchut was as large as their Anpin, and it slanted, meaning it wanted to control itself. And then it was told that she should diminish herself of the ninth Sfirot of Atzilut and descend to Bria to rule there. These nine Sfirot that departed from her connected to Zer Anpin in their Shoresh, and then she came down and became Atik in Bria. The Ari, item 2. The meaning of this point is that it is known how the two lights were created in equal level. When the moon complained and diminished, it means that after she had been a whole partzuf, she diminished and stood as a small point that consists of ten sefirot. The other nine points left her, as it is known that to begin with her root is but one point, and nine other points were added by Zer Anpin later on. That is why it is called Aspaklaria, that has nothing of her own. And hence Zer Anpin took them once more, and a small point remained. She could not stand in him because of her katnut, and she descended to the Rosh of Breya instead. Again, and the meaning of this point, that is known how the two lights were created in equal level. When the moon complained and diminished, it means that after she had been a whole paratzuf, she diminished and stood as a small point that consists of ten sefirot. The other nine points left her, as it is known, that to begin with, her shoresh is but one point, and nine other points were added by Zer Anpin later on. That is why it is called Aspaklaria, that has nothing of her own. And hence, Zer Anpin took them once more, and a small point remained. She could not stand in him because of her katnut, and she descended to the Rosh of Bria instead.
Orpnimi. אות ה' קטנה בעמוד
128, little item 5, interpreting how the two lights were created in equal level. Zer Anpin and Malchut are called two lights, since they bestow upon the lower olamot. It is so because the Tachtonim cannot receive from Gar, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina. Consequently, only Zer Anpin and Malchut shine upon the Tachtonim and are therefore called lights. When emanated, they were on the same level. It means that Malchut received her Shefa from Bina, not through Zer Anpin. Thus, they were both equal. Just as Zer Anpin was emanated from Bina and received his Shefa from Bina, so Nukva received her Shefa from Bina. However, when Malchut is not fitting to receive from Bina, but through Zeranpin she is then considered to be lower than Zeranpin. For the receiver is naturally below the giver. Little item 6, interpreting when the moon complained and diminished. It has already been explained that the moon, which is Malchut, was equal to Zeranpin, which is the sun. At that time, they were both at the level of Vak Chagat Nehi. Both lacked the Rosh, they lacked the first three, and sucked from Bina called Keter. Our sages said that she said, no two kings use a single crown, meaning Ima. Malchut wanted to rule alone, and was then told, go, diminish yourself, meaning exit from Atzilut to Bria, and rule there. And Malchut, being a complete partsuf of ten sfirot in Atzilut, and diminishing by her descent to Bria, and standing there as a tiny point, consisting of potential eser sfirot, not actual, shall be explained below. Little item 7, interpreting the other 9 points left her. Meaning they remained in Zeranpin in Atzilut and did not go down to Bria, but only the Malchut of Malchut. Little item 8, interpreting Aspaklaria, Deleitla Ligarma Klum, nothing remained of it. Aspaklaria means light, because Malchut is called light. It says that she has nothing of her own, because her Shoresh is merely a point, as the Rav says earlier. The 9 Sfirot that she had while in Atzilut are not her own Bchina, meaning the Bchina of Or Yashar of Malchut. It is only the Or Chozer that she raised by the Masach from her upward to Zeranpin. This Or Chozer returns from Zeranpin to Malchut from above downwards and builds Malchut with Eser Sfirot. This is what the Rav means when he says that 9 other Sfirot came as an addition by Zeranpin. Thus, when Malchut was diminished and came down to Bria, only Atzmut de Malchut descended, while all 9 upper Sfirot, which are the Or Chozer, remained in Atzilut, in their Shoresh, namely Zeranpin. This is why the Rav says, hence Zeranpin took them once more. And this is why she said, is called Aspaklaria, that has nothing of her own.
There's a certain application from above downwards.
Item 3, the Ari. Indeed, Malchut remains as Atik in Bria even after the diminution of Malchut was corrected. Item 3. Indeed, that was during the lunar diminution, during the creation of the world. However, after she had been corrected and returned to her place back to back, Adam HaRishon was created and had brought her back to face, to face as in the beginning. He was created and had brought her back to face as in the beginning. Afterwards, by the sin of the inferior, she diminished once more and came down. For that is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray. Then she returns as in the beginning, for we haven't strength for more. Thus, every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it's left it. And this Bchinat point always remains in the Rosh of Bria.
וברא לאדם הראשון והוא החזירה פנים בפנים כבתחילה.
Item 3. Indeed, that was during the lunar diminution, during the creation of the world. However, after she had been corrected and returned to her place back to back, Adam HaRishon was created and had brought her back to face to face as in the beginning. Afterwards, by the sin of the inferior, she diminished once more and came down. For that is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray. Then she returns as in the beginning, for we haven't strength for more. Thus every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it's left it, and this Bchinat point always remains in the Rosh of Bria. Interpretation of item 9, this is a long issue and is not the place to elaborate on it, referring to brought her back to face to face as in the beginning. Item 10, interpreting that even though it's left it, every holy thing leaves an imprint. It is so because there is no absence in spirituality, and any change or diminution and so on does not mean that the first prina becomes absent and another replaces it. It means only that the first prina remains as it was, and the change that we distinguish about it is an addition to the first. Thus, wherever he said that that some b'china has changed, it means that a new b'china has been added to the first b'china. We should remember that for it is impossible to always remind it. This means that every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it's left it, and this Bchinat point always remains in the Rosh of Bria. This point always remains at the top of creation, meaning the ascent and return of the point back to its place in Atzilut does not generate any absence in the point that came down to Bria, as there is no absence in spirituality. Therefore, we should understand the return of the point to Atzilut as a new issue that is renewed, like lighting a candle from another without the first being lessened. Thus, the point remains at the Rosh of Bria and rose to Atzilut as well, and now has two points.
בזמן שהסתלקות,
מה ניב?
What ניב?
למה החזרה נחשבת לחידוש?
Why is the return considered renewal?
There's no return, like he came out and he returned. Everything is new. Where did you see such a thing where it's not new? Every little shake, every little change is a change.
כמה פרצופים?
Coming out, how many partsufim? Does one partsuf build when he makes a small movement to the side, forward, backwards, and it remains? It's a desire that renews, that builds new partsufim. It moves the entire system, all of Malchut of Ein Sof. How can it be that it comes back and nothing changed? He did something on the way. It's all written against it.
So what does it mean that there is no lacking in the previous b'china that seemingly stays there?
Oh, so the previous discernment remains and the current.
And then when this b'china, after it fell back into its place, when it remains this time,
it returns to the way it was, and also with everything it did. There's many, many discernments there. It depends on what do you want to talk about. But there's no such thing that as if it never were.
What does it mean, what she has done?
Oh, desires. Were they renewed? Did she perform certain actions? She came out of them. She came back in. Each time it's a new desire. It's in screens and couplings of striking. It's everything is new. It wasn't there before. Now it happened. The system is alive.
What is the first prina?
From which we start to count.
Let me ask this, what's prina?
Prina, discernment, is a state.
The first state?
Yes.
So what's the additional prina?
When another discernment, another prina, appears from it by change of form, a change of form when the upper light works on it, and it builds new forms.
Yeah, but he says that from the first prina, nothing happens. There's something else.
Yeah, everything is addition. In addition, nothing vanishes in spirituality.
So what is this? It's a new state that clothes on the first one?
Yeah, of course.
And then what formed?
More forms. And each form has additional forms in every direction.
But what is formed?
What's formed is a desire that becomes apparent. It was not apparent before, and now it is. And it, on top of these revelations, it builds these additional forms of bestowal.
So why doesn't it change the first prina?
It doesn't change. But there comes another discernment and another, only additions.
Why doesn't the addition change what was? The fact that there is an addition doesn't matter?
No, how can it be? Everything is in addition. An addition is an addition. There's me and additions. Infinite additions. So what? You can nevertheless take every place in reality, take a certain prina, a certain discernment, and say, oh, this is the zero discernment, and I start to count from it. No problem, it's all integral.
So he writes this every time that the prina changes. It means that it was added to it.
Yes. You don't have any other way. You have no discernment, no prina that is not fundamental.
So we too don't change. What things are added to us?
Of course.
So what does the light do? It adds?
It awakens a desire. And desire performs a certain work with the light and is integrated in the general system only for the sake of scrutinizing godliness, divinity, scrutinizing unity. That all the work is for that.
Kuf Kaf Tet, Item 4. When the departure of the nine sfirot of Malchut is due to the sin of the Tachtonim, her nine sfirot do not ascend to their Anpin, but fall to the Klipot. Item 4. During her diminution, because of the flaw of the Tachtonim, the other nine points that leave her do not come back to their Anpin, from which they came. Regrettably, they descend to the Klipa, to a divinity in exile, and there is no need to elaborate on that.
Okay.
Item 5. Just like the point of Malchut Da'atzilut came down and became Atik in Keter de Bria, so it was in every single Olam. Where Malchut of the upper Olam clothed the Keter of its inferior Olam. Let us return to the issue that this point was first Zanav L'Arayot, a tail for the lions, at the end of Atzilut. That is, because Eve was a Zanav to Adam, and then descended and diminished herself into her point, and became Rosh Lashualim, a head for the foxes. an actual Rosh to Bria. So it was in every Olam, for the point of Malchut de Tzira descended in the Rosh de Asiya. And also Bria in Rosh Yetzirah, it was the same in Rosh Datzilut as well. As it says, in wisdom, Ha'asta made them all. It is so because Or and Sof clothed the upper Chokhmah above Atzilut, and that Chokhmah herself descended, broke the Masach over Atzilut, and descended and clothed Atzilut. Also, it is through her that Atzilut receives Or and Sof, that is the meaning of in wisdom Ha'asta made them all, mentioned in Olam Atzilut. Again, let us return to the issue that this point was first Zanav La'arayot, a tail for the lions, at the end of Atzilut. That is, because Eve was a Zanav to Adam, and then descended and diminished herself into the point that she became Rosh Lashu'alim, a head for the foxes, an actual Rosh to Bria. So it was in every Olam, for the point of Malchut de Tzira, descended in the Rosh Da'asiyah, and also Bria in Rosh Yetzirah. It was the same in Rosh Da'atzilut as well, as it says, in the wisdom hast thou made them all. It is so because Or and Sof clothed the upper Chokhmah above Atzilut, and the Chokhmah herself descended, broke the Masach over Atzilut, and descended and clothed Atzilut. Through them, the Atzilut get the light of Ein Sof, and that's the meaning of, in wisdom hast thou made them all, mentioned in the world of Atzilut. Or Pnimi, item 20. Meaning at the end of the Sfirot,
וירדה המלכות מסיום הספירות דאצילות ונעשתה ראש לספירות הבריאה. כנ"ל. אות למד קטנה מבארת כי חווה זנב לאדם הייתה. זיראן פינו מלכות מכונים.
We'll start with 20, meaning the end of all the spherot of Atzilut, which with respect to spherot of Bria are represented in the parable as lions towards foxes. Then Malchut descended from the Siyum of spherot of Atzilut and became the Rosh of spherot of Bria. Item 30. Zeranpin and Malchut are called Adam and Eve. Malchut is the Siyum, the end of all the spherot of Zeranpin. That is why our sages said about Adam, Harishon, prior to the creation of Eve, that Eve was the tail of Adam, meaning his siyum, his end. 40. It means that Malchut of Ak, in which Masach, the screen of Pchina Gimel, is erected, being the level of Chochmah, that Malchut came down and became Atik in Atzilut. Item 6, the words of the Ari. Because Malchut of the upper one became Keter to the lower one, the worlds connect with one another to receive an illumination from each other. Indeed, this Bchina that was in all the worlds was beneficial to the worlds in order to connect them one with the other so as to receive an illumination from one another. It is done by the Siyum, the ending of Atzilut, being the Rosh, the head of Bria, as it is also in the other worlds. Again, indeed, this Bchina, this discernment that was in all the worlds, was beneficial to the worlds in order to connect them one with the other, so as to receive an illumination one from the other. It is done by the Siyum, the ending of Atzilut, becoming the Rosh, the head of Bria, as it is also in the other worlds. Item 7, the words of the Ari. Because Malchut of Atzilut is clothed in Keter of Bria, in Heichal Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, that Heichal can ascend to Atzilut on the Sabbath. Item 7. This is the meaning of the day of the Sabbath, On that day, sanctity is added to the worlds. And the upper firmament, the upper Heichal, the Holy of Holies of Briah, ascends once more to Atzilut and becomes absolute Atzilut for the above reason. It is the same in all the other worlds as well. Again, this is the meaning of the day of Sabbath. On that day, sanctity is added to the worlds, and the Heichal Elyon, the upper hall, the Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies of Briah, ascends once more to Atzilut and becomes absolute Atzilut for the above reason. It is the same in all the other worlds as well. Open me inner light. Item 50 scrutinizes, and then the upper hall, Holy of Holies of Briah. Rosh of Briah, or the point of Malchut of Atzilut is clothed, is called Heichal Kodesh Kodashim, the Hall of Holy of Holies. This entire hall rises to Atzilut on the Sabbath, along with the point, by the power of the point of Atzilut that is clothed there.
Yes, what do you want there?
Why was it necessary to break the screen on Atzilut when Chochmah descended to Atzilut?
Didn't understand. What are you talking about? What state are you speaking of? We're talking about the Partsufei Atzilut that come down from Rosh of Atzilut, slowly, slowly, step after step, degree after degree, until in Zon of Atzilut they become the descent to Briah, below Parsa. And there, these Partsufei keep going down. So what's the question?
The question is in item 5, it's written in item 40, it means that that Chochmah came down and broke the screen on Atzilut.
Yes.
That's from Ak to Atzilut. Chochmah from Ak came down to Atzilut.
Yes.
Why was it necessary to break the screen? What does it mean?
That she has to clothe in Atzilut as actual Chochmah. That even if all the parts of him, the Klipot, you have upper light that is there and that governs them all. When we speak and how this light goes from one world to the next through Tzimtzum Aleph between the Masachim, it goes, it does, it goes through it.
Why is it called breaking?
It's not taking into account the Masachim, the limitations that we have between world to world. It's this line of Ensof, this thread of Ensof.
Words of the Ari, item 8. The Neetzal has, the emanated being, has no more than 4 degrees Chub Tum in the middle, Bchina, middle discernment between the emanator and the emanate being, which is Keter, containing a discernment of the emanator and a discernment from the emanated being. Item 8. It leads to the rule that the emanated being has in fact only 4 degrees, being the 4 letters of Havaya. They are Atzilut, Briah, Yetzira, Asiya, and they are Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. That is why the Torah begins with Bereshit in the beginning. And there is no beginning but Chochmah. Our sages presented it in a negative term so as to negate the Keter. But in fact, there is a middle Bchina, middle discernment, that consists of 2 discernments, an emanator and an emanated being, and it is called Keter, containing everything above it. And even if it is smaller than everyone, it sucks from everyone. It has the root of all the emanated 10 Sefirot, and it pours abundance to all. Again, it leads to the rule that the emanated being has in fact only 4 degrees, being the 4 letters of Havaya. And they are Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. and they are Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. This is why the Torah begins with Bereshit, Genesis, in the beginning. And there is no beginning but Chochma. Our sages presented it in negative terms so as to negate the Keter. But in fact, there is a middle discernment that consists of two discernments, an emanator and an emanated being, and it is called Keter, containing everything above it. Even if it is smaller than everyone, it sucks from everyone and has the root of all the emanated ten sefirot and pours abundance to all.
Or pnimi, ot ktana, ot samech, mevaeret ve'amur.
Item 60, that clarifies, and they presented it in negative terms. They should have said that Chochmah is the first. Why did they say that there is no first but Chochmah? It means he and no other thing, meaning to negate the Keter. This teaches you that Keter is not the beginning of the world, but rather Chochmah is the beginning of the world. And it is so because the world too has four general b'chinot, discernments, chubtum, where Chochmah is the first discernment among them. But Keter is only regarded as a median with respect to the world and contains its own four discernments, four b'chinot.
What's special here in Keter that he...
Keter that he writes about?
The Keter is the average between world to world. It's not related to the upper world nor to the lower one. It's the average. It's the representative of the emanator which connected all the discernments. Just like that. There is no color, there is nothing. It connects everyone, it ties everyone together.
So it's part of the vessel?
No. How can that be?
How can it be?
It can be? I'm doing this to you on purpose. It's Keter.
That's the emanator.
Relatively. Take the four phases of direct light and think of what Shoresh is considered there, that above it there is nothing. Above it is a Tzmuto which we don't reveal. The previous reason that it's unknown what and how. And what we do know about this is the Keter. So he is a Ma'atzil with respect to us it is. The will to bestow, with respect to us it is. Is there something we get a result from it, which is the will to bestow within us, which at the end of the day gives us goodness, makes us good. It influences everything, it does everything, it governs everything with providence. That's with respect to the created beings. And after the first Havaya was divided into many Havayot, the Ketarim between them, it's like, how should I say? The connectors between them. There is a connection between Keter and Malchut. Malchut and Keter. Keter is the upper one, Malchut is the lower one. The nine sefirot between them is the connectors, the Keter and Malchut. Where do they connect? Where do they meet? In the middle third part of Tiferet. You've heard it. We'll continue it some other time. Go on.
Item 9, the words of the Ari. When we count Daled, 4 is the number of Netzarim of emanated beings, when we include the Keter with them, where there are the emanator and emanated being, there are some 80 haze. Do not be surprised that we sometimes say that the 10 Sefirot are divided into 4 letters of Havaya, and sometimes we say that they are divided into 5 Patsufim. When we say that it is 4, it is the number of the actual emanated beings. And when we count 5 Patsufim, we include the root of the emanator along with the emanated beings. Again, do not be surprised that we sometimes say that the 10 Sefirot are divided into 4 letters of Havaya, and sometimes we say that they are divided into 5 Patsufim. When we say that it is 4, it is the number of the actual emanated beings, and when we count 5 Patsufim, we include the root of the emanator along with the emanated beings.
Item
70 clarifies that 10 Sefirot divided into the 4 letters of Havaya. Indeed, the 10 Sefirot are not divided into 10 Patsufim. The reason for it is that 6 Sefirot Chagat Nehi do not create 6 Patsufim, as they are all regarded as one Bchina in the Aviyut, the coarseness of the screen and the level, meaning Bchina Gimel, the third discernment. Hence, they all come out from a single coupling of striking and are therefore regarded as one Partsuf. The differentiation among the 6 Sefirot Chagat Nehi will be explained in the following lessons.
There are many questions here. How can there be one of Viyut, but there are so many manas? Where does it come from? We'll talk about it. It's not simple. Go on.
The Words of the Ari, item 10. In every degree in the world, the upper degree is regarded as the emanator, and the lower one as the emanated being, containing 4 bchinot, 4 discernment. And there is a median discernment between them called Keter, in which there is an emanator and an emanated being. Because Keter is malchut of the upper, it is called Ani. And because it is Keter of the lower, it is called Ein. This is the meaning of I am the first and I am the last.
You hear, Niv? Is that what you asked? Here it's talking about this average Keter.
Item 10. Know that it is the same in every 10 Sefirot, in every single world, and in every single Partsuf. That is because each and every Bchina, discernment, that is called upper, is always regarded as a Ma'atzil, emanator, and the lower one is regarded as a Ne'etzal, emanated being. And the Ne'etzal, the emanated being, is not less than 4 letters of Havaya, even in the particular and the inner 10 Sefirot. And there is also a median Bchina between them called Keter. Understand that thoroughly, for by that all the issues will become clear. This is the meaning of I am first and I am the last, because Keter is the first and he is the last. He is the Ein, and the absence, and he is the Ani, the I. It is so because he is last in Bchinat Malchut of the emanator, in him called Ani, I, meaning Malchut, and he is the first in the Bchinat Shorish of the emanated beings in him, which is Bchinat Keter, called Ein, from the letters of Ani in Hebrew, which means absence. Know that it is the same in every 10 Sefirot, in every single world, and in every single Partsuf. That is because each and every Bchina, that is called upper, is always regarded as an emanator, and the lower one is regarded as an emanated being. And the emanated being is not less than 4 letters of Havaya, even in the particular and the inner 10 Sefirot. And there is also a median Bchina between them called Keter. Understand that thoroughly, for by that all the issues will become clear. This is the meaning of I am first and I am the last. Keter is first and he is the last. He is the Ein and he is the Ani. It is so because he is last in the Prina of Malchut, of the emanator in him, called Ani, I, meaning Malchut, and he is the first in the Prina Shorish of the emanated beings in him, which is Prina Keter, called Ein, absence, from the letters of Ani in Hebrew. Inner Light, item 80, clarifies, and the emanated being is not less than four letters of Havaya. The four letters of Havaya are Chubtum. Tiferet alone contains six Sfirot, and the median between the emanator and the emanated being is called Keter. Together they make up 10 Sfirot, where each specific Sfira of the 10 must contain 10 inner Sfirot as well. And each inner Sfira must also contain 10 inner Sfirot, and so on, as has been explained in Histaklut Pnimit Part 2. Item 90, and he is Ein and he is Ani. There is a most notable hint here. The word Ein, absence, implies absence of attainment, while the word Ani refers to the absolute and total attainment. Even though there are no two opposite matters that deny each other more than these two words, still Ein and Ani, I and absence, still their letters are the same in Hebrew and alike. And this is indeed surprising. It is written, I am the first and I am the last. This means that in fact they are not two matters, but are one and the same. As the Rav has written, it is so because he is last in the Prina of Malchut, of the emanator in him, called Ani, I, meaning Malchut. And he is the first in the Prinat Shorosh of the emanated beings in him, which is Prinat Keter, called Ein, absence, from the letters of Ani, I, in Hebrew. These words are deeper than deep and higher than high. That is why the Rav says, understand that thoroughly, for by that all the issues will become clear. We must thoroughly understand the meaning of the two opposites here, which are not even two opposite prinot, but must be perceived as one. From the perspective of it being Malchut of the upper and the Atzmut, essence of the upper, which broke and breached the screen, the act of the border in the screen does not influence the point of Malchut of the upper at all. For that reason, Keder is called I am the last, meaning utter perfection. This is because Malchut receives from all 10 Sfirot in the upper one, and these 10 Sfirot necessarily contain all the degrees and the parts of Fim that are worthy of clothing in the worlds below them. For that reason, that point consists of its final perfection. Hence, I am the last. And this is the meaning of Keter, called Atik, which is also called Tohu, and the Nitzotz, the spark of the Creator, and also Ein Sof Baruch Hu. From its perspective of being a shorosh, a root to the emanated beings, in it is the Prina of Keter to the emanated lower one. This is the meaning of I am the first, called Ein, with the same letters as Ani. This means that with respect to the emanated beings, these letters of Ani themselves form the combination of Ein. This has the opposite meaning of the combination Ani, for it is Malchut of the upper one as well, but from the perspective of the light that diminishes and passes through the screen. For that reason, it contains the four Prinot Chub Tum in actual fact, And that is why it is called the Rosh, the head of the emanated being, as everything in the guf, in the body, has to come from the Rosh, the head. And it is called Ayin, absence, because all the degrees in the worlds below it reveal what the Rosh has. Until they finish what they must, the Rosh is considered to be Ayin, as it says, I am the first, meaning only the beginning and the Shosh, the root of the disclosure. And it is called Arich Anpin, and Bohu, and spark of the creature, and it is called Keter. Study these words, and perhaps you will find an inlet to the wisdom. However, when it says that Bchina of Atik is called I am the last, it pertains only to his ascent to Atzilut on the day of Sabbath, where it becomes Malchut of the Upper One once more, as the Rav says.
Will attain. All right. Daily task. From Kharkov.
Kharkov.
Ashkelon, China, Los Angeles, Petah Tikva. Those are the tens on duty. The daily task is every friend checks in what does he envy every friend in the ten. Every friend truly specifies in what does he envy each and every friend in the ten.
Esa enai elari me aime.